against a sturdy Johnson County Central Thunderbird team that's 9-6 on the year. Saw JCC Thursday night at Humboldt, and they lost that game in overtime to HTRS. And we'll see how they bounce back here today against the Ball City Tigers. So that is where we're at, Ball City. And JCC getting ready to do their final warm-ups. Here comes JCC. Tigers down the locker room. Coach John Hogue. We'll take a look at the starters after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Pardon Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmland City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Take a look at the starting lineups in our boys' game tonight. The visitors from Fall City, Coach Don Hogue. We'll go with 5'11", junior Bryson Buttrick. He'll be at the point today. 6'1", senior Carson Bredemeyer will be starting. 6'3", junior Jackson Strauss starting today, along with 6'2", senior Kyle Icon and 6'3", junior John Craig. The Tigers do not have Race Farmer available today for this contest. He is normally in the starting lineup for Fall City. For Johnson County Central, Coach Kirk Ferris goes with 6 foot senior Troy Holkus, a 6'6 senior Jonathan Duncan. He had 14 rebounds on my count up at HTRS on Thursday night. Logan Barras Carnegie, the 5'7 senior, starts. 6'2 junior Cameron Schuster, a strong player on the inside, and Rod Rivera, a 6'6 senior, the other starter for Johnson County Central, as they get ready to go in this ball game. 9-6, the Tigers are 3-11. I'm going to take one more 60-second timeout. Be back with the tip-off boys game on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours, starting at 7 a.m. Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Clock winding down here as we get ready for the introductions today.
Yeah,
you can plug it in there. Got plenty of room. As we get ready to head through here, the introductions of the crowd. And guess what? A good crowd here today. The Tiger fans all pretty darn well. ACC at home. And over Conference Europe will get underway a week from today. These two teams are both in the East Central Nebraska Conference. So they can see each other sometime again next week in 10 days. And as we get ready for that, then we also have the Pioneer Conference coming up in a week from Monday. Lots of basketball coming up here, and we'll just kind of watch and see what happens. Check out the matchups, and we'll see who we can cover in those tournaments coming up. More basketball coming up during the week. Then we are off to the home stretch right to the basketball season. Get to February here. All teams dressed in white today. Logan Barrett's target being introduced. The Tigers have nothing but still push for that chance. And only because nothing has done to them other than beat them at the buzzer from long range on a three-pointer last year. That would make them have bad feelings against anybody. Might be a fine young man, but the Tigers, they don't like what he did to them last year. I'm sure some of those players remember that. That was a tough pill to swallow that day for the Tigers in KCC. Barron Sparnegy got to him and got the better Tigers with that shot last year. We'll see what happens here today. JCC has jumped and dunked in the middle, jumping up in there against Dan Strauss. Tigers headed left to right toward the west bucket here at Kempson in the first half today. And the two jumpers are ready. It's up, and it will go backcourt, and Rod Rivera, the 6'6 senior, will pick it up for JCC, and he'll hand it off to Trey Holthus. Holthus coming up the floor on the left side. Tigers playing man-to-man defense here. Pass the ball off to Rivera. Right side of the circle. Holthus thought about it. Did now. He'll elevate free throw. Give it back over here to the near side to Ferris Carnegie. Inside to Rivera. Up, no good. Strauss with the weak side rebound for the Tigers. And the ball turned over by Fall City. Duncan driving in. Pass off for Ogden Ferris. Up, no good. Another rebound picked off by Strauss. And the pass across the midcourt this time. Tigers get the ball and hit now to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer to Strauss. Tigers, first time in the front court. Lob it in to Craig. Knocked away. Stolen. Stolen. And the takeaway by Trey Holthus. Down the lane. Right hand floater up and good off the glass. And it's 2-0. The lead to JCC. Buttrick to the front. Off the left side. Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer pulling up in the free throw circle. John Craig has been playing extremely well for the Tigers. And Buttrick inside to it. John draws the crowd back out around the perimeter to Kyle Eichhoff. Over to Strauss on the left side and now to Craig again. Out beyond the three-point line. Bredemeyer with it. He'll get the ball to Craig. Guarded there by Barrett. Barrett's party. Inside Eichhoff can't connect. And Schuster grabs up the rebound for JCC. Schuster gets the ball back from Barrett's party. Gives the ball up now to Jonathan Duncan. He looks, stands out between the circles, bounce pass off to Rivera. In the free throw circle, back over to Duncan. Moves left, down the lane, whips the ball to the corner, and back out to the top to Schuster. Right side around the perimeter, Holthus into Rivera. Over the top, makes the catch, and puts it up and in. Rod Rivera with a two-pointer, makes it 4-0, JCC. Bredemeyer with the basketball. Between the circles, off it goes to the left side, Eichhoff. Back to Strauss, spin lane, in the paint, it's up, it's down, and foul. Foul before the shot, or during the shot, let's see. Foul on five, White with a hold, that is Duncan. It's before the shot, no bucket. 5:44 to go in the first. Eichhoff looking in. Craig, John, will give the ball off. Now Strauss. Free throw line out to Bredemeyer against the man-to-man defense here. Give it to Craig. John going in left side with the right hand up and good. And it's now 4-2, JCC. Polk is to the front. Trey helped scoreless, I believe, in the first quarter, if not the first half, down Humboldt Thursday. Rivera, 15-footer, no good. Rebound to Duncan. Duncan going in, and we have a wrestling match ensuing. And a foul on Duncan. After I thought he had the rebound, his second foul. That could be big in this ball game. Rivera stays in. Here comes Keegan Jones in. He had a big night up at HTRS as well in the loss. So two fouls on Duncan. Eichhoff with it. Left side Strauss driving up, pulls up. Back out top, Bredemeyer stands on the volleyball red line, the backcourt line for volleyball. Drives to the right side. Keegan Jones, the freshman in there, guards him. Off to Eichhoff. Fakes the pass left, off now to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer, three-point threat for the Tigers. To Buttrick on the right side. Quick, he's a good matchup down there with Maris Carney. And a pass inside, and a turnover by the Tigers. The other end, and a foul on the floor on Fall City. Holdhues went to the lane, got in there, and the foul on Fall City. He called on Jackson Strauss, his first team foul, number one and a half. Into the game, 6'2 junior Brandon Speckman and 6'1 sophomore Wyatt Ludeman for JCC. Bring him to the corner, Bradley. Jones, rather. But now around the perimeter. But now Holtz, top of the key, keeps the dribble. Down, spins in the lane, floats it off the glass for two more. Holtz with a couple of quick baskets. It's 6-2. Patrick bringing up the floor. Down to Craig, open on the right side. He back in. No, he goes out. Bredemeyer for a long three. Off the mark. No good. Schuster with the rebound for the Centerbird. Long pass up to Jones on the right side. Back he goes. A three-point on the way. Off the mark. No good by Speckman. And a rebounding foul on the Tigers. Tiger foul on John Craig, his first. Team foul number two on Ball City here. So Schuster will inbound from the baseline now. Schuster looks, lobs it out, stolen away by Patrick. Patrick coming up the floor, one on three, leaves the ball to Strauss. Into the paint he goes and underhands it with the right hand, good. Two-pointer for Strauss, it's a 6-4 ball game now. Holdhues, right side of the circle, back and out toward midcourt. With the dribble off left side to Schuster. Schuster dribbles right, hands the ball off there to Speckman. Now to Jones. Jones floats it in the paint, 15-footer is good. Good-looking freshman is Keegan Jones. That makes it 8-4, JCC. Bredemeyer in traffic, had it trapped, got it away to Strauss. And now over to Eichhoff. He follows it. He'll have to give it up again to Bredemeyer. Tigers playing shorthand today without Race Farmer, who's normally in the starting lineup. Craig backing in on Schuster. Got in there, left side, puts it up and good. John Craig is 6'3". I think in football they had him listed at 290. He is your aircraft carrier that we talk about sometimes. He's just a big young man. Schuster for three. Got it. Nothing but net for the right side of the circle. And it's now 11-6. JCC up ahead. Strauss with it. Baseline. Fires it back out. And a three-pointer up. No good by Bredemeyer. Long rebound. Run out. Up. Missed it. Follow shot. No good. First shot missed by Jones. The second shot missed by Ludeman. And a rebound on the defensive end picked off by the Tigers by Eichhoff. Timeout Fall City down by five. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, we send back here to live act. And the Tigers inbound the basketball. Up the floor they go on the right side. Strauss with it. And now to Bredemeier. Back to Eichhoff, and they go to the right side with the basketball. Now Strauss dribbles in against the man-to-man. Cut off there, down the lane to Buttrick. Did he travel? No. Did he make it? Yes. Slam by Bryson Buttrick. Nice play. It's 11-8. ACC with 2 minutes to go in the first. Ludeman to Jones, looking at the free throw line, off to Barris Carney. Cross court with the basketball now to Beckman. Back to Ludeman. To Rivera, free throw line high, dumps underneath, right back to him by Eichhoff. Now over to Jones on the left side. He drives the paint, whips the ball to the corner, on the wing, and he gets it right back. And now Jones for three, off, and good, and a foul. Oh, late foul, too, on Kyle Eichhoff. Bucket is good. Foul on Eichhoff, his first, team foul number three. Jones with the bucket now has 5 in the ballgame and the bonus coming. And he made it. A 4-point play by freshman. He's already got 6 points in this game. It's a 7-point lead for JCC. Up the floor, bucket around 2 defenders and a reach-in foul going to be called here on Logan Barris-Carney, I believe. Yes, it is. His first, team foul number 3 on Johnson County Central. Strauss with the basketball. Inbound it. Gets it in. Tiger ball comes in. Bredemeier had it up the floor, knocked away from Strauss. And goal. Oh, foul trying to get it back on Strauss. I thought perhaps that was going to go the other way. Jackson Strauss with his second foul. Team foul number 4 on the Tigers. A minute 20 to go in the first. Inbounding at midcourt. To the backcourt, Ludeman. Bounce pass over the far side to Speckman. Tigers step out, try to trap it. Tigers into the game have Elijah Hernandez now, a 6-foot junior. And Hernandez knocks away, gets the ball to Strauss. And they say he carried the basketball. So, Tigers get the steal, then turn it right back to Johnson County Central. 2 minutes to go here in quarter number 1. Jones to the front with it. Double team pass tip. It gets to Barris Carnegie. Over to Ludeman. Fake the three. He'll give it to Jones. He's double teamed now. Back out Ludeman. Back to Jones. Wide open triple left side. Too strong. Weak side rebound. Speckman put back. Rolls around. No. Ludeman the rebound. Up and in for the 2-pointer. 17-8. ACC to the lead in the backcourt. Knocked loose from Buttrick, Bredemeier up the floor. 3-pointer, Strauss from the left side wing, no good. Rebound brought down by Speckman. He throws it away. No, it gets back to Ludeman. Ludeman up the floor, 18 on the clock. Into the corner to Barrett Carnegie. Now back out top to Speckman on the left side of the floor. He backs up near midcourt. Tigers want to trap. They throw the pass between them. Over to Jones, fakes the three, drives up, pulls up, can't put it off the glass. I'll tell you what, that is one tough freshman. He's got 8 in the ball game. 19-8, the Tigers can't get the shot away before the buzzer sounds. 19-8, JCC after one. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Ready to go in the second quarter. It is Johns County Central leading Falls City 19-8 here this afternoon. Just past the top of the hour, this is Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Falls City and Tecumseh. John Nix along with you here, courtside, back in the studio. Kathy Niggas running the show today. Back on top, Buttrick with it, cross court to Bredemeyer. Tigers, no free throw attempts in the first quarter, 1-for-1 for JCC. In the paint, down the lane, Strauss over the front, up, no good. A rebound brought down by Lindemann. Tigers can't buy a bucket here. To the front, Trey Holdhuis gives it down, now to Schuster, back to Holdhuis, the senior, play catch with it. We're assuming Schuster a junior. That's a pretty young team. Holdhuis and Duncan, the seniors on the team. Paris Carnegie, also a senior. They've got some good young prospects here at Johnson County Central. Coach Kirk Ferris looks like a lot to work with coming up the rest of this year and the next couple of years. To the top, Jonathan Duncan down the lane. He had 2 quick fouls in the ballgame. Set out much of the first quarter. Holtby's from 18 off the back iron. No good. Rebound to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer will give it up to Butker. Comes up the floor. Off to the left side to Bredemeyer. Cross court. Strauss down to Buttrick against a 1-3-1 zoner. Crossword bad pass, knocked away, stolen by Jones. Lays it up short, got his own rebound, puts it up, and got another miss and gets it on the left side. Going in double figures with 10, picked up a couple of rebounds there and a steal. 6:30 to play, it's now 21-8 JCC. Left side with the ball in the corner. Strauss back out to Bredemeyer. Cross court, Buttrick. In the right side with it. Eichhoff back out to Buttrick. Schuster plays in front of John Craig in the paint. And now a dish down low off the glass. No, but a whistle and a foul will put Jackson Strauss at the line to shoot a pair for the Tigers here. Foul will go on Ludeman. Wyatt picks up his first. Team foul number 4. Free throw up. Good. Strauss makes the first one. That makes it 21-9. Bredemeyer out for the Tigers. Back in the ball game is going to be a free throw. Excuse me, it's good. Back in is Elijah Hernandez. 21-10. Tigers hit double figures here. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Tigers down by 11. Out top, working the ball. Duncan, left side to right side. To Ludeman, back to Holdhuis. Left sideline, underneath the Schuster, knocked away by Hernandez. And he was able to tip the ball, and it goes off of Schuster out of bounds. Tiger ball with 5:44 to go in the half. Up the floor, Buttrick. Wheel it back. Now a double team throws to the corner and nobody home down there. It's out of bounds. Tigers will get back on defense and the Thunderbirds get the ball back here. Coming up the floor with it will be Trey Holkius. I'm going to change his name in my score sheets. Trey with it. Ball bounces off Buttrick's arm. It gets to Trey. He drives down the paint and he'll float it off the glass. It's up. It's good, but it won't count. Foul before the shot on Bryson Buttrick of the Tigers, his first team foul, number 5. 5:23 to go. Schuster will inbound to the backcourt to Holdhuis. Holdhuis calls out the play. It's Husker, whatever that is. Off the right side to Speckman. Speckman, look, down right side, Holdhuis. Lobbed it across. Ludeman made the catch. Got bumped off the glass. No. Rebound is loose. Duncan ends up with it and lays it up and in. 23-10. Looks like the Tigers had that rebound, but Duncan ends up with it. Now ahead to Hernandez, looking for a cutter. Nobody there. And he lobs over the top. The Tigers get caught way outside her. That defense trapping him out there, and they can't get the ball inside the three-point line. Now Buttrick does. Hands to Craig at the free-throw line to Strauss. Spins the lane out to Buttrick. Buttrick between defenders, bounce pass down, knocked away. Now Buttrick seals it back, sitting on his backside. He'll get away to Hernandez. Now to Craig, down the lane, stripped to the basketball as he elevated for the shot. Foul will go on Wyatt Ludeman. His second, team foul number 5. Craig at the line, ready to shoot a pair here. Free throw up. Good. 5 points for John Craig. Makes it 23-11. Tigers down by 12. Craig ready. Bredemeyer back in now. He'll move in there for Patrick. Tiger Jr. ready. Fires it. Got it. And it's 23-12. Johnson County Central. Quickly to the front. Ludeman back out to Holthus near midcourt. Right side of the floor. He'll move down with the left hand on the right side into a lot of traffic, and the ball's out of bounds. Touch left by the Tigers. Kyle Eichhoff back in there for the Tigers as well. In for JCC is Rod Rivera, the 6'6 senior. Bring it out top. Holthus looking for Rivera in the paint. Can't get into the ball. The Tigers zoned up here, it looks like. Fired over to the corner to Holthus. Off the ladder to make the catch in the right corner. Back out top, Speckman, cross court for Barris Carnegie. Bounce pass back to the middle, Speckman, Holthus inside, jump and knocked away, stolen by Strauss. He needs help, he gets it away to Bredemeyer. Carson Bredemeyer with the ball ahead in the corner. Eichhoff trapped in that corner, throws it over the top, back out top to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer now over Hernandez, lobs it back to Bredemeyer. Gets the zone. Inside Strauss on the baseline to Craig. Up, down, shot, no. Rebound to Duncan. Duncan with it coming up the floor. Around the defense, left side. Barris Carney for three, no good. And a push foul as Trey Holthus ends up on his backside underneath the basket. Out of bounds, and the foul will be on the Tigers. That foul on Elijah Hernandez. Her first team foul number 6 on Fall City. Patrick in for Hernandez. Duncan out for JCC. He'll be replaced there by Keegan Jones, 6'2 freshman. What do we got? Inbounding will be JCC. There we go. Everybody on the corner of the lane for the Thunderbirds. Triggering the ball in will be Ludeman. Or that was Speckman. Holthus way out on the sideline. Thought about it for just a minute. Jones in the corner. Speckman will fire for three. Off the iron. No rebound brought down by Strauss. Strauss ahead to Buttrick, ahead to Bredemeyer. As he elevated, the ball went out of his hands. They say Thunderbird touched it last. And it'll be Fall City ball with 3:02 to go in the first half. Underneath their own bucket, Bredemeyer, the senior, will inbound the ball to Strauss. Caught it, dropped it. And now he dribbles with it. Now back to Bredemeyer. Straddles the three-point line. He'll take it out to Buttrick. Right side for Eichhoff. Into Craig. Looking. Back and down. Two defenders. Nice pass underneath. And a layup for Strauss. He's got 6 and an excellent pass by John Craig. 23-14 at the other end. Holthus down the lane. Elevates. Coach Don Hogue looked down at his defense saying, fellas, who had to cut him off? Wasn't anybody, apparently. Kyle Eichhoff picks up his second foul, team foul number 7, Holthus to the line. Good free throw shooter from what I've seen. He's got a pair coming here. With 2:37 to go, it's up, it's good. Second quarter action, 24-14, GCC with the lead. Trey Holthus ready again. Fires up, got it. Made them both. 25-14. Buttrick in the backcourt over to Bredemeyer against the pressure. Ahead to John Craig. Kahn can dribble in against Rivera, doesn't. And now out to Bredemeyer for three around the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by Speckman. Speckman to front, now to Jones, over to Press. Carnegie, three ball, too strong. Rebound, Bredemeyer on the far side. He'll bring it up himself with 2:10 to play in the half. Down the lane, all the way in. Thunderbird got a hand on it. That was Speckman. Rivera the rebound ahead to Jones in traffic through, and we have him going to the line to shoot two as the foul's on Fall City. Tiger foul on Kyle Eichhoff, his third of the ballgame. Team foul number 8. And Keegan Jones, 10 points already, 1-for-1 at the line, had a 4-point play earlier. This one hits the front, rattles, and goes. Hernandez in for Eichhoff for the Tigers. Rivera out, Schuster back in here for JCC. Free throws in, another sub coming. It's off the mark, no good. Craig with a rebound for the Tigers. Patrick up the floor. Now swinging around, looking, holding. It goes cross court. Into the left wing with the basketball now. Strauss with it. Hernandez, Buttrick holds, dribbles around. Now work the ball around the right side. Buttrick with it again. One dribble, looks, used up his dribble. Now to John Craig at the free throw line with 90 seconds to go. Out to Strauss, takes the three, drives, and blocking foul on the T-Bird. I was waiting for the call. We've got a referee that's going to be... Foul will be on JCC on 35. Keegan Jones, his first. One of our referees is limping. And he's grabbing his left knee right now, the back of it. Inbound to John Craig. Out on the right side, into the game for the Tigers now. It's Joe Bertisca. He'll go to John Craig with it. Hands off to Bredemeyer. Backing up against the defense. Now down in the corner. And it's knocked away from Bertisca in the corner. Timeout, Johnson County Center with a minute 10 to play in the quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hoppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Minute 10 to go in the first half here. Our boys game between Johns County Central, the home team, and the Falls City Tigers this afternoon. Bertisca will inbound for the Tigers. He's on the baseline right in the corner. Bertisca getting ready. Now he's got the ball. Looks. Tigers got to move. He's in trouble. Gets it in. Patrick Bredemeyer around the perimeter to Hernandez. Now Patrick in the lane. Bounce pass down to Craig on the right side. Down and a foul called. Craig gets the bucket. The foul will go on Cameron Schuster. His first. Craig with the bucket and 8 points, looking for 9 here. 26-16. And the free throw rattles and won't go. Rebound Hernandez for the Tigers. The Bertisca to Craig at the free throw line. Turns back, it goes to Buttrick. To Craig, hands it off down the left side. Out to Bertisca. And now Buttrick with it. Moving around the defense back to Bredemeyer for three, and he got it on the right side. Bredemeyer with the three-pointer there, his first three of the day, and it's now 26-19. Tigers within 7. Suppose they've been for a while. To the front, Speckman holds it, goes high post to Jones, wide open jumper. Oh, they fouled him. Oh, goodness. Wide open jumper. He was off the mark of the foul on the Tigers. It's going to be called on Elijah Hernandez, his second. ninth team foul on the Tiger, and Jones the line where he is 2-for-3 and now 3-for-4. 27-19 with 20 seconds to go in the half. And rattles no good. Rebound brought down by Francisca. An 8-point advantage. The Tiger tried to chip away here in a final shot before half. Bucker to the front. A lot of contact. No whistles. Hernandez. And he got bumped, and that'll be 1-1 for the Tiger Jr. Foul on Keegan Jones. His second. That's when you don't want him committed, your coach Kirk Ferris. With 7 seconds to go in the half. Hernandez free throw, 1-1 up and good. And I'll get another one here. That makes it 27-20. Out goes Speckman. Back in is going to be Jonathan Duncan. Hernandez ready, trying to knock down two in a row, and it's off the mark. No good. Schuster with a rebound. Ahead to Holfuse. Oh, and he goes all the way to the hole. He missed it. Duncan followed it. No good. Tigers got lucky there. Two bunnies missed at the buzzer by J.C. Singh. 27-20 at halftime. Johns County Central with the lead. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Every 35 days, your skin replaces itself, your liver about a month. Your body makes these new cells from the food you eat. What you eat literally becomes you. You have a choice in what you're made of. After breathing, eating is what we do most frequently during a lifetime. Improve your eating habits today and improve your life tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to eat wisely. Work toward wellness, one meal at a time.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Tubbs' halftime. We're going to take a minute to visit with Tiger girls coach Andy Arbrister. Coach, congratulations. You didn't get any style points today, but you got to win 5 in a row. That's got to make you happy.
You know what? We'll take the win, that's for sure. We struggled there in the last 3 quarters after a pretty decent start. Couldn't find easy buckets late in the game, but we held up. I'm proud of the girls for the way they battled late. The game got kind of physical and pulled through with the win.
And as the season is going, you don't have a lot of kids on the varsity roster, but I see you're getting more contributions from more players as the season goes.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, we've been a little short-handed due to injury, and we have to look deeper to our bench, but Hannah Collier and Izzy Armbrister both are stepping up and helping us out at times, and that's been big for us.
Good win today. You're going to head to Auburn Tuesday. I forget what's after that. It's a conference tournament. Some big games coming up.
Yeah, you know, we're really getting into the teeth of the schedule right now. Really looking forward to playing Auburn next week. We're going to have to really revamp things and get back to work on Monday so that we can put together a good game plan and come out and play hard on Tuesday.
I hate to bring this up. Let's talk about fouls. I've been seeing a lot of it, not just your team, a lot of fouls, and they're going to be frustrating for the coaches.
It definitely is. We're putting teams on the free throw line way too often. You know, we have an aggressive style of defense, but at times we have to be smart and understand when not to reach and just move our feet and play good defense.
And that conference tournament coming up, I looked at the schedule there, Dan, with all the Tigers. What I see in your schedule, you're going to be in every game to go. And I don't know about all the teams in the conference, and I know there's some tough ones in there, but still a lot to look forward to for your team.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to the rest of the season. You know, we hopefully can be competitive down the stretch and maybe make some noise in this conference tournament. Things shake out right. We hope to get a home game to host first, and then, you know, hopefully have some confidence and some momentum going into later rounds.
Yeah, I looked around here today, and I was looking at the crowd. The girls are getting a following. That hasn't always happened.
No, you know what? That's been great. You know, Fall City is such a great community for support, and we just like to thank all the fans that are out there following us on the road, watching us online, and here listening on the radio. We really appreciate all of them.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
That's Tiger Coach Andy Armbruster. We'll take another 1 minute timeout, and then we'll look at the scoring from the first half after this break on Sunny 101.3.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime of our boys' game here today at Tecumseh tonight. I'll try to get that back to tonight now. At Tecumseh, GCC the host, and they are leading the Tigers at halftime 27-20. They had a 13-point lead at one point in the first half here this afternoon at 21-8. In the first half for Johnson County Central, coming off the bench, Keegan Jones has a dozen to lead the Thunderbirds, including a four-point play. 6 points for Trey Holthuis. Then it's three for Cameron Schuster, two for Jonathan Duncan, two for Wyatt Ludeman, and two for Ron Rivera for their total of 27. Two fouls each on Duncan, Wyatt Ludeman, and Keegan Jones for JCC for the Tigers. In the first half, it's 8 points for John Craig down deep, six for Jackson Strauss in the ballgame. Brian Person Bredemeyer with three, two for Bryson Beckwith, and one for Elijah Hernandez. Tigers have three fouls on Kyle Eichhoff, two each on Jackson Strauss and Elijah Hernandez in the first half. Both teams in the first half, 5 out of 7 at the free throw line in this game. We've got time for another break. We'll be back after this 2 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in Southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt, and put them to work for you.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service, providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
While farmers like you are working around the clock, DeKalb is working around the globe, developing the latest breeding innovations to help you stay ahead of the pace. Their exclusive genetics bring together the best traits available today, and they'll continue working to help you get the most from every acre, no matter what comes your way, because success never rests. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will and Neil with your seed questions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Ready to go here in quarter number three today at Tecumseh Johnson County Central, leading Falls City in our boys game 27-20 at the moment. It's Thunderbird basketball. Start the third period. Here we go. Up the floor with it. Holkus. Keegan Jones will start the third quarter along with Ludeman. Down the corner, Holkus, and it's off his hand, picked up by Jones. Bounce pass in a little Schuster. Fall away, right hander, no good on the right side. Strauss had the rebound, knocked away from him, saved in by Jones. Holkus with it in the paint, elevates off the glass, no rebound to Strauss. Out of there to Buttrick. Tell you what, I am very impressed with the play. The freshman, Keegan Jones, a couple of games I've seen him play this week. Off the floor now, the basketball for the Tigers. It will be Cameron Person Bredemeyer here. Down lane, Buttrick lost it. Ludeman about took out a JCC cheerleader over there. They both smile and go, I'm glad he didn't run into me. All right, Tiger basketball. Baseline, sideline to sideline. Strauss to Trigger. He comes in to Bredemeyer. Man-to-man now by Johnson County Central. Bredemeyer looking. He's guarded by Holkus. He'll give it off to Strauss. He's guarded there by Duncan, who has two fouls. And now inside, back up. Bredemeyer for a long three on the rim. No. Craig tipped it out to Buttrick. Buttrick down the lane, left side, no. Rebound to Eichhoff. Throws it out to Bredemeyer. Fakes his way open. Passes the ball down to Eichhoff. Eichhoff to Bredemeyer, looking. Now back out to Strauss at the top of the key. Excuse me, all the way down there to court, I'm sorry. Well, here's Buttrick down the lane, goes in. Ball got caught up by Duncan. Shot up short, rebound. It comes out to Bredemeyer, and he'll put up a two-pointer and hit it on the right wing. He's got five in the game and is now 27-22. JCC with the lead of five at the 6:19 mark. To the right side, Jones with it. T-Birds, they heat up from the outside. They can put up points in a hurry. Ludeman with it down to Holkus, deflected by Bredemeyer, out of bounds. With 6:06 to go here in quarter number three. And Holkus takes the rebound, takes the pass right back, shoots, misses. Rebound to Eichhoff for the Tigers. They come the other way. Buttrick, the Tigers trying to chip away the five-point lead here. Bredemeyer for three. Right side. Yes! Bredemeyer heating up. He's got eight. Five in the quarter, and it's 27-25. Ball City within two at the 5:40 mark. Here we come the other way now with it. It's going to be Jones at the Ludeman. Three ball. Right corner, no. Duncan rebound on the inside of the putback is good. 29-25. JCC with a lead. They come up the floor with the basketball. Now in the middle with it, Strauss. Strauss, left side, back to Bredemeyer, three ball. Yes, he's got the hot hand now. Watch out. That is three straight buckets. It's now 29-28. The 5:06 to go. Bredemeyer's got 8 and a quarter. Polkies through traffic for JCC. And we get a foul on Fall City on Bryson Buttrick, his first. First foul of the half, and it puts Trey Holfuse to the line where he's 2 for 2. 2 for 2 in the ball game. Up and missed it. He'll have another one. And we have an upset in the NFL. Cincinnati beat Tennessee 19-16 on a last second field goal. Free throw up and rattles home. So good news for the Chiefs. If they can pull off a win tomorrow, they'll have home field next week in the NFC Championship ball game. Here's the ball knocked out of bounds by JCC. So Cincinnati wins today at Tennessee, the number one seed, knocked out in the AFC playoffs. Off the floor now, Jackson Strauss on the left side, up by two, or his T-Bird, or the T-Bird. Strauss ties the ball game up, throws it up with the right hand over the front, up and good. Here we go, and a three-point from Jones from the right side, no good. High ball game at 30, our first tie of the day. Ball off the Tigers into Holhuis. Three ball, left pocket, good in the corner. He's in double figures with 10 now, and it's 33-30, GCC. Come the other way now, Tiger basketball, Buttrick with it, into Craig, John backing in, double team, dips his head, goes up, held ball. One referee says held ball. I think the other one is going to call a foul, but it's going to belong to the Tigers on the alternating possession here. Craig against a double team that time tried to elevate. When he dribbled, he starts the ball down very low, so doesn't always have it inside. Nice bounce pass into Strauss. Faked a man in the air, went up and got fouled, and the foul will go on Keegan Jones, his third foul. First foul of the half on Johnson County Central. And Strauss to the line to shoot two, looking for 10 points on the night. It's up. It's good. That gives it 9. 33-31. Craig comes out of the ball game for the moment. Into the contest again. Elijah Hernandez, free throw up and in and out. No good. It stays a 2-point game. Shoots from rebound for JCC. Holtie is pushing up the right side. Stops in the corner. Driving is Jones off the glass. No. Over the top. Rebound to Duncan. He can't get it. And we've got a whistle. We got a ball and bodies out of bounds. Tiger basketball. No foul. Ball went out of bounds off JCC. The Tigers at the 4-minute mark of the third quarter. You tie it or take the lead of the long one now. Holkies paying a little closer attention out there to Bredemeyer. Down the lane, Strauss spins on the left block. Up short, no good. The rebound to Duncan. His seventh board ahead. Up the floor, he brings it. Holkies moving from the left to the right. Backs up. Now inside, Duncan spins, one-hander. In and out, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Jackson Strauss. Strauss to Buttrick. We come up the floor out on the right side. And timeout Fall City. Down 33-31 at the 3:30 mark of the third quarter. And we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Main Street Bank with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Johnson County Central in Tecumseh. Tigers with on a chance to tie the game here. This possession, they had it tied 30-30 a few moments ago. A but now it's 33-31. All right, inbound in front of the Tiger bench will be Kyle Eichhoff. He'll look, he'll go into front to Buttrick, and a foul on Logan Barris-Carnegie trying to draw an offensive foul. He hits the deck. Team foul number two of the half. Eichhoff will run across the board to midcourt, inbound to Buttrick again. Moves up the right side, now spins back around the back. Loose handling of it there, but he's able to keep possession of it. Now to Hernandez. He's guarded out there by Jones. He'll give it to Bredemeyer. Long three. Short, no good that time. Rebound comes out to Holgies. He's on the run. Up the floor, lost it. Kicks out to the corner. Logan Barris Carnegie up from 12 feet. No good. Rebound saved in by Bredemeyer that time to Buttrick. Buttrick around the defense to the front. Needs help. Gets away. His pass stolen by Duncan. Duncan going in. He cuts the ball. Swung from left to right. And now it's 35-31. 16er flying through the air there. And now up the floor, it's going to be Hernandez. He'll get it off to Eichhoff on the right side. At the elbow, gives the ball to Strauss. Strauss around a man, down the lane. Finger roll, no. Rebound, Eichhoff. Triple team, turn, shoots, no. And Duncan had the rebound, lost it, and got it back. Coming the other way now, Duncan up the floor with the basketball. Left side, inside to Rivera. Up, down, and a foul. Tough break there for the Tigers. They couldn't get set up defensively. The bucket is good. Foul will go on Fall City's Kyle Eichhoff, his fourth. Team foul number two of the half. Rivera, the bucket, now has 4 points, looking for five. The lead is now 37-31. And 32-31 as the free throw is good, plus seven at the 2:14 mark for JCC. Buttrick quickly up the floor off the right side into the game now. Sean Craig again for the Tigers. Back to Buttrick. He thought about a three, wouldn't take it. Now gets to Craig. Back to Buttrick. Down the lane he goes. Lost the ball. Taken away. Speckman to the left sideline. Waits for help. Now moves up again with a dribble. Stops. Pass to the middle. Taken away. He did everything right up to that point. Taken away by Strauss. And now off the floor to Bredemeyer, underneath to Craig, left block, spins in, shot blocked, and a foul on Rivera. Rod Rivera with the foul. That'll be his first foul of the ball game. Team foul number three and a half. Sean Craig at the line for the Tigers to shoot two here. 2 for 3 on the day at the line. Up and short, no good to have another one. Buttrick out. Charlie McNeely, a 6'2 sophomore, checks in for the Tigers here. And again, at the line, Charlie McNeely. No, excuse me, he just won the game. John Craig, no. Rebound, McNeely snuck in from the backside, knocked it loose. Tiger basketball off of the T-Birds. 1:36 to go in quarter number three. Jackson Strauss to inbound. Comes into Bredemeyer. Holt, he's right on him as soon as he gets it. Now to Hernandez. Over to McNeely. Back in the middle to Bredemeyer. To the left side. Strauss against his defender. Duncan there. Backs out. Gets to Craig. Splits the defender. Spins. Little jump. Whoa! Up over that goal. Getting deflected. Yeah, it did. Rivera tipped that into the ball and cut it over the backboard. I don't know if the Tigers got a break there or not, but referees said that Rivera tipped it. So McNeely will trigger from the baseline this time. Looking, comes out top. Strauss makes the catch. Strauss, top of the key, down the lane, all the way to the hole. It's up. It won't go. Whistle and a foul. Put Jackson Strauss in the line to shoot two here. Foul on JCC is Jonathan Duncan, his third of the ball game. Team foul number four of the half. At the line, Jackson Strauss ready. First one up, in and out, no good. Get another one. He's 3 out of 5 at the line now. With that miss. Second one up and off the bat, hit the rim, went up to the back, top of the backboard and came down. Duncan with the rebound ahead up the floor over to Holtuse, wide open underneath, popped down, and a foul right on the arm as he went up. Foul on the Tigers, Charlie McNeely, his first. ACC catching some breaks here with some three-point plays. So Holtuse now with a dozen in the ball game, looking for 13. It's now 40-31. JCC looking to go back up by 10 here. Holtuse up, short, no good. Rebound brought down by Hernandez. Till Brandt, one dribble. Now to Bredemeyer ahead, up the floor, Strauss. Off it goes, left side of the ball game is Caden Dunkus. To Bredemeyer now with it. Strauss with 49 seconds to go in the third. Picked up his dribble. Hernandez with it. Back to Strauss. Into Craig. John looking, spinning in to a double team. Goes up. Blocked from behind by Speckling. Craig got it back. Out to Dunkus. Over to Hernandez. Ooh, bobbled the catch. Now drives to the hole. Leads for Craig to the free throw line. Back to Bredemeyer. Wide open three. Short. No good. Dunkus had it. Lost it. Picked up by Hernandez. 20 seconds to go in the third. Bredemeyer with it. He was hot. Now he missed his last two. Over to Strauss. Up. Blows in for Craig. Tipped away. Stolen by Speckman. 9 on the clock. Speckman up the floor. Holtuse from 5 feet behind the line. That one is going out of bounds. And it'll be Fall City basketball with 1 second left in the third quarter. Tucker in for the Tigers in place of Hernandez. So Strauss to Patrick will pick it up, and he will be late. After three, John County Central 40, Fall City 31. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, we go to the fourth quarter. Johns County Central basketball here. Fall City was down 13 early in the second quarter. They fought their way back. They tied it at 30 with 4:42 to go in the third quarter. Then a 10-1 run to finish the third quarter for Johns County Central puts them up by 11, or by 9, excuse me, 40-31. Going to the fourth period. The right side, Holtuse, three ball up, no. Rebound, Jones. Freshman in the paint, up, no. Rebound brought down by Eichhoff of the Tigers. To the front court, Strauss inside to Craig. One bounce, went up, and he got fouled by one of three players there. Let's see who they're going to pick. Foul will go on Wyatt Ludeman, his third foul, team foul number 5 of the half. On JCC and John Craig the line, where the Tiger just 6 of 13 in the ball game. Tiger Jr. sets, fires, and now they're 6 of 14. John made his first two, now he's missed three in a row. Schuster out, and Rod Rivera back in here for JCC. Free throw coming, it's up and off, no good. Rivera runs down the rebound in the corner. He'll get it to Holtuse, up the floor, right side to Jones. Jones takes the Holtuse in the paint, elevates up off the glass, no good, his own rebound. Back in again, he's going to try it again off the glass, it's up, it's good. Holtuse, good ball player, that gives him 14, it's now 42-31. JCC, a minute gone by here in period number 4. with it. Strauss looking, and pass off Bredemeyer. Holtkus running by, slaps it away up into the stands, bounces off the three. Thunderbird fans are going to the part. Not very good hands up here in the stands by JCC. All right, bringing in Buttrick with it. Up the floor, gets by the defense, reverse layup from the right to the left. Is that hand good? 4 points now for Bryson Buttrick in the ballgame, 42-33. Lead is 9 for the Thunderbirds. Tigers got time. They need to get the hot hand again and get some stops defensively. Ludeman with it, stands here midcourt. Up the floor to Rivera. Tigers playing man-to-man defense here. Lob it in. Holtkus in the paint. Four defenders around him. Knocked loose. Ludeman recovers it out near the middle. Down the lane. Nobody's there. Layup is good. Ludeman with the two-pointer has 4 points. It's 44-33. KCC with the lead over Fall City. And Brennemeyer's pass is wide of the mark. Tigers saved from going over and back with a save. Went wide and to the Thunderbirds. With it, Holtkus back in on the right side. Shoots over Buttrick off the glass. It's up, it's down, and a three-point opportunity. Foul on Bryson Buttrick, his third. Holtkus with 16 now. A little luck involved there, but okay, he did exactly what he intended to. 46-33 now, matching the biggest lead of the ball game. Holtkus at the line with 16 and now missed. Rebound. Craig tips it over to Strauss for the Tigers. Well, this is the biggest lead match and the biggest lead of the ball game for Johnson County Central. Off the left side, Buttrick runs it up on the glass with the floater. Won't go. Rebound out of bounds. It will belong to Tigers underneath their own bucket here. John Craig will be the trigger man for Fall City. He'll get the ball in to Bredemeyer. He'll fire the three from the wing. Off the mark. No good. Rebound to Duncan. Duncan all the way in. Sidestep the defender. With my right hand on the left side. He's got 8 points. I've got him for 10 rebounds now. 48-33. 5:27 to go, and the Tigers want a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Here to Tecumseh, it is 48-33, lead to Johnson County Central. Tigers have the basketball here. We're at out here at midcourt. Referee Hernandez tried to get now back to the midcourt line. All right, bring it into Buttrick. Buttrick will bring it up the floor for the Tigers to Bredemeyer. Inside to John Craig on the right side of the lane, off the bucket, makes a move, and a blocking foul called on Logan Barris-Carnegie, his third, team foul number 6. Note for our board operator, I'm getting an echo back to me here now at the broadcast. You can, there we go. Thank you. 5:17 to go here. John Craig inbound in front of the baseline, lobs into Bredemeyer, makes the catch. Down to Hernandez on the right wing. Inside to John Craig, tipped away, out of bounds by Keegan Jones. And now we'll inbound again. Craig from the baseline, looking on the right side of the floor. In it goes to Stroud, who we nearly walked with it, moves back to Hernandez. down the right side, out to Jackson Strauss beyond the three-point line. He'll drill it back to Hernandez. Over to Bredemeyer. The Tigers only got really one player. Bredemeyer is really comfortable shooting the three. Strauss will. Down the lane it goes. Buttrick will fire a long one. In and out, no good. And rebound to Duncan. 6'6 senior fires up the board of the freshman, Jones. He'll leave it back to Holhuis. Out between the free throw circle and the midcourt circle into Duncan. Back in, back to Holhuis. Spins in the lane, knocked loose by Hernandez. And he gets away to Duncan. Duncan shot it, missed it, got it back, and put it up and in. He's in double figures with 10. A double-double for the senior. 50-33. The lead to the T-Birds. Buttrick's pass knocked away, stolen by Duncan. He waits for help. Now he'll bring it across himself up to Barres Carney, the runner from the left side off the glass. It's up and good, his first two of the night. And all of a sudden, a tie game. And halfway through the fourth, halfway through the third quarter is now a 13, make it a 52-33, a 19-point lead for Johnson County Central. Buttrick, around a defender, reverses, leans, fires off the glass. No, Duncan with another rebound. Up the floor, Holtis with it. Coming up the floor on the right side, lobs it in to Rivera. Dribbles once, leans in, getting some room. Coach Hoke says traveling. The referee didn't agree. Rebound to Strauss, and here we go the other way. Tiger ball. Bredemeyer loads up a long one and buries it. 14 for Bredemeyer. That's his fourth triple of the afternoon. 52-36 now. 3:05 to go. And the T-Birds are going to run some clock. We're going to weave out top here. Duncan on the left side of the middle. Jones wide open. Front edge, no good. Rivera over the back to Craig. No whistle there. And now out to Jones. He drives down, and now there's a foul on Strauss. And Jones is holding his left hip as he gets help up from his teammates. He hit pretty hard. He'll kind of limp over to the line here. Foul on Fall City is going to be called on Strauss. Third on Jackson Strauss. Team foul number 5 on the Tigers here and a half. Jones to the line. Free throw up. Good. 2-2 here. He had 11, 12, that's 13 points for the freshman. 53-36. Craig and Hernandez out for the Tigers. Back into the ball game is Caden Dunkus. Also, I am really, I caught that in there. Free throw up, and free throw is good again. Jones limps over to the sidelines and coach, I think I've had enough. 54-36. Jones trying to walk off the pain there. I've got a hip pointer. Hit pretty hard on that hip as he hit the deck there. Dunk is with it on the right side to Eichhoff. Down the lane, Bredemeyer up off the glass. No. And now Ferris Carney up the floor to Holtis into the paint. Spins and turnaround, no good. But for the rebound and foul on Trey Holtis, his first of the ballgame. And number 7 of the half on JCC. So we'll walk down here, and Buttrick will be at the line, shooting 1-1 for Fall City. 2:31 left in the ball game. Ready to go. Buttrick sets, fires, and it rattled home. But we'll get one more here. 54-37 now. Tigers have tied it up to 30 apiece. They've now scored 24-8 since that time, and Buttrick nails both free throws. 54-38, JCC with the lead, 2:25 to go. And the ball off of the Tigers, and the Tigers pick it up. Off the floor, Strauss with it. Bredemeyer to Buttrick. Looking over to Eichhoff in the corner. Bredemeyer fires, got it. Hits the deck, but he made the bucket. He's got 17 in the game. 54-41 at the other end. Schuster on the layup for JCC. Cameron Schuster with 5 in the ballgame now. 56-41, and Trellick? No, we're going to change players. Time out to change some players for the Tigers. Joe Bertisca in, Charlie McNeely in for Fall City. Rotemeyer will sit, and also sitting down will be Strauss. Rotemeyer finishes with 17 points, five triples in the ball game. Down to McNeely, left side. Out to the top, over to Bertisca. Bertisca passes the ball. Tigers only got, I believe, he's suited today. McNeely for three, right side, no good. Rivera, the rebound. Ahead to Carnegie. In the lane, Holfuth forces his way in, shoots and scores again. He's got 18 on the day. 80 seconds to go, a long pass up to Bertisca. Junior holds it, gives the ball off to Eichhoff now. Over to Bertisca again on the left side. McNeely stolen away by Schuster. Saved it in. And now up the floor with a layup. No good that time. Five. Brandon Spector put a rebound to Trey Holmes, and he lays off the glass for two more. Make it 60-41. McNeely on the left side. The lead is 19. Matching the biggest lead of the ball game. Down the lane. Bertisca had it knocked away. Out of bounds. Tiger basketball. And here come five new Thunderbirds into the ball game. We'll try to catch them if we can here. All right, let's see. We have in there now Jackson Houghton, a 5'6 freshman. Also in the ball game, Husky, a 6'2 junior. Here's a shot by Buttrick over the front, up and good. He's got eight. 35 seconds to go. Bringing the ball up the floor is going to be another number I don't have. Here is a fake. Drive down by Eaton Weber. His pass out top goes to Houghton. And now to Husky. Husky looks for also in there is Nolan Wellensick. And a pass stolen by Joe Bertisca. All the way in, trying to get it over to Bredemeyer. And a misfire. The other player in there, Alex Cruz, a 5'11 freshman. The other Thunderbird in the ballgame. I thought I was reading 22 of his 23. And we're going to bring in, no, we're not. Clock's going to expire. Your final score is Johnson County Central, 60, Fall City, 43-33. Your final score, 60-43, excuse me. Thunderbirds with the win. We'll be back and wrap this one up in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Fall City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital. Both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Fall City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Final score of boys game today. It is Johnson County Central improving to 10-6 on the year with the 60-43 win over the Fall City Tigers, who now dropped to 3-12 on the season. Scoring today in the boys game for Johnson County Central, led by senior Trey Holthus. He had 20 points in the ball game. Keegan Jones, a freshman off the bench, scored 14, 10 for Jonathan Duncan to go along with 13 rebounds in the contest. Logan Varus Carney had two, Wyatt Ludeman four, 5 points for Cameron Schuster, and four for Rod Rivera for JCC. For the Tigers in the game, it's 17 for Carson Bredemeyer, including 5 3-pointers, 9 for Jackson Strauss, 8 each for Bryson Buttrick and John Craig, and 1 point for Elijah Hernandez for the Tiger total of 60. Fall City getting now 3-12. In the girls' game, Fall City won it. They led big in the ball game. They had a 14-point lead at one point. Gave that most of that back, but held on to win at 30-24 over Johns County Central. The Tiger girls have won their fifth in a row. They're now 11-5. Johns County Central drops to 7-10 with that loss. For the Tigers today, it's Maddie Jones with 9-6 each for McKinley Shaw and Chase Nolley to lead the way. KCC led by Anna Swanda. She had 7 and 5 points for Jordan Albright today. That is going to put a wrap on our basketball for today and for this week on Sunny 101.3. Stay tuned. We'll have more basketball coming up next week. We'll give you the schedule when we get it all figured out as we go along next week on Sunny 101.3 and on sister station KTNC. So that's going to wrap it up for Johns County Central. Tiger girls win. The Johns County Central boys win today here in Tecumseh. For our studio engineer, Kathy Dinkins, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody. Okay, good night. Talk to you now. I'll let you know what's going on next week. This was Randy having COVID. I don't know what we're going to do, so.